Welcome back to the U.S. Emily Guys podcast. My name is Dr. Paul. In today's episode, we're doing a 50-question rapid-fire drill session on the topic of cellular pathology. After asking each question, you'll get 5 to 7 seconds to come up with your answer, and you'll hear a ding notification right before the answer gets revealed. If you find this type of review strategy to be beneficial in helping you solidify your knowledge of the most important and high-yield U.S. Emily Step 1 exam facts and details, you can join me every day, Monday to Friday, for 2 hours of live drills and U.S. Emily questions. This is a great way to supplement your daily studies and force yourself to engage in consistent review. If you're listening to this on Substack, premium subscribers can download the PDF of today's drills below the episode description. If you're listening to this on your preferred podcast platform and would like to download the PDF of today's drills questions, head over to theusemilyguys.substack.com or just head to Substack and search for The U.S. Emily Guys. All right, let's dive in and do some drilling. Round 1. Which type of cellular adaptation is characterized by increased structural proteins and organelles? Answer: hypertrophy. Which type of cellular adaptation is characterized by an increase in the number of cells? Answer: hyperplasia. Which type of cellular adaptation is characterized by increased cytoskeleton degradation via the ubiquitin proteasome pathway? Answer: atrophy. Myositis ossificans is an example of which type of cellular adaptation? Answer: metaplasia. Which type of cellular adaptation is characterized by an increase in the nuclear to cytoplasmic ratio and the presence of clumped chromatin? Answer: dysplasia. Which type of cell injury is characterized by cellular swelling, decrease in protein synthesis, blebbing, and chromatin clumping? Answer: reversible cell injury. Which type of cell injury is characterized by a decrease in ATP, autolysis, pycnosis, and karyorexis? Answer: irreversible cell injury. DNA laddering is a sensitive indicator of what? Answer: apoptosis. Which type of proteins regulate the intrinsic pathway of apoptosis? Answer: the BCL family of proteins. Round 2. What are 2 examples of pro-apoptotic proteins? Answer: BAX, BAC, or BAD. What are 2 examples of anti-apoptotic proteins? Answer: BCL2 and BCLXL. CD95 and tumor necrosis factor alpha can be found in which apoptotic pathway? Answer: extrinsic. Is a local inflammatory reaction characteristic of necrosis or apoptosis? Answer: necrosis. Ischemia in most body tissues will result in which type of necrosis? Answer: coagulative. Coagulative necrosis does not occur in which organ? Answer: the brain. Neutrophils and cellular debris are seen in which type of necrosis? Answer: liquefactive. What type of necrosis is associated with nocardia and histoplasmosis? Answer: caseous. Saponification is a feature of what type of necrosis? Answer, fat. Is traumatic breast injury responsible for enzymatic or non-enzymatic fat necrosis? Answer, non-enzymatic. Which type of hypersensitivity reaction is associated with fibrinoid necrosis? Answer, type 3. Round 3. Which type of necrosis is associated with preeclampsia? Answer, fibrinoid. Which type of necrosis can be due to ischemia or a bacterial infection? Answer, gangrenous. Which region of the brain is most vulnerable to ischemia? Answer, the ACA-MCA-PCA boundary areas. Which region of the heart is most vulnerable to ischemia? Answer, the subendocardium of the left ventricle. Which region of the kidney is most vulnerable to ischemia? Answer, straight segment of the PCT. Which zone of the liver is most vulnerable to ischemia? Answer, zone 3. Which two regions of the colon are most vulnerable to ischemia? Answer, splenic flexure and rectosigmoid junction. What happens in a watershed area that causes ischemia? Answer, hypoperfusion. Name the two types of neurons most vulnerable to hypoxia and/or ischemia. Answer, Purkinje cells of the cerebellum and pyramidal cells of the hippocampus and neocortex. What type of infarct occurs in the case of venous occlusion and tissues with multiple blood supplies? Answer, red infarct. The pale infarct occurs in solid organs with what type of blood supply? Answer, a single source of blood supply. Round 4. What are three ways by which free radicals can be neutralized in the body? Answer, scavenger enzymes, antioxidants, and metal carrier proteins. Which three scavenger enzymes are involved in eliminating free radicals? Answer, superoxide dismutase, catalase, and glutathione peroxidase. Name two genetic conditions that can cause free radical damage to the cells. Answer, Wilson disease and hemochromatosis. In what type of tissue does calcium deposit in dystrophic calcification? Answer, diseased tissues. In what type of tissue does calcium deposit in metastatic calcification? Answer, normal tissues. Are the lesions in dystrophic calcification localized or widespread? Answer, localized. Are the lesions in metastatic calcification localized or widespread? Answer, widespread. Are the serum calcium levels in metastatic calcification usually normal or abnormal? Answer, abnormal. Are the serum calcium levels in dystrophic calcification typically normal or abnormal? Answer, normal. What is the yellow-brown wear and tear pigment associated with normal aging? Answer, lipofuscin. What stain is used to detect amyloid deposits? Answer, the Congo red stain. Round 5. Multiple myeloma causes which type of amyloidosis? Answer, AL, amyloidosis. Which type of amyloidosis is seen in IBD and rheumatoid arthritis? Answer, AA, amyloidosis. Which type of amyloidosis is seen in end-stage renal disease? Answer, beta 2 microglobulin amyloidosis. Which fibroprotein is associated with Alzheimer's disease? Answer, beta amyloid protein. Which fibroprotein is associated with type 2 diabetes mellitus? Answer, islet amyloid polypeptide. Which fibroprotein is associated with medullary thyroid cancer? Answer, calcitonin. Which amyloidosis is commonly associated with normal aging? Answer, isolated atrial amyloidosis. Senile amyloidosis is characterized by the accumulation of what type of protein? Answer, normal transthyretin, also called wild type. What type of gene mutation is associated with familial amyloid polyneuropathies? Answer, transthyretin gene mutation. Thanks for listening. If you found this to be beneficial, do me a huge favor and share this episode with one or two of your colleagues who could also benefit from listening. If you're interested in working with me for a couple of hours each day, we do a full hour of high-yield drills and a full hour of high-yield USMLE questions with test-taking strategies training on a different topic each day. If you're interested, head over to usmleguys.com to learn more. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next episode.